So just going through this report here, I'm noticing that around 161 leaks were found, but they weren't major leaks.
No. Through the inspection, there were no leaks of harmful levels. There was the two leaks that required the gas to be shut off, and some infractions that occurred. But to the most part, any of the leaks that were found to be very minor of nature that required little action by utility staff to fix.
And I understand a lot of these homes, some of the homeowners didn't even know they had a gas leak at their place.
That's correct. From the understanding that I have, that you can have these types of leaks that may occur in your home and not be aware of it because of the air movement throughout your house. That's one of the reasons why we're really suggesting that it's a homeowner's responsibility to continue to have inspections over time. I look at my house. I have kids that are down in the basement that like to play hockey before it was finished. Somebody bangs one of the pipes or whatever, could loosen something off or provide a minor leak. So things like that should be checked on a regular basis.
And why do you think sometimes homeowners avoid getting this checked and maybe don't understand the seriousness behind it?
Well, I think because they can't smell that there's a problem or actually see that there's a problem, they might not realize that there's a problem there. So when it's out of sight, it's usually out of mind. This is why we're using this as a opportunity to continue with our public safety messaging, and that's for homeowners to go out and have these regular reviews and inspections on their houses.
And is this something, if these checks were made to the home that actually was destroyed because of an explosion in January, would one of these checks help prevented that perhaps?
Well, the amount of gas that we're talking about that would have likely caused this explosion was a large amount of gas all at one time. Like we said, the ones that we had found in a lot of these homes were either no leaks or very minor leaks that required just a tightening up of a joint or some pipe tape on a joint. I can't necessarily speak to the exact cause of the Activa road explosion. We don't have that report in from the fire marshal's office yet. What we do know is that it was internal to the home, but we managed to rule out the fact of any gas from the ground seeping in or anything to do with the distribution system leading into the house.
All right, and that's really all I have to ask today. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I think, when we look at this this inspection program that was put out, there was really serves three important objectives for our community. And one was we had an area or a community that was in crisis due to the explosion. And what we were able to do was provide some reassurances through this inspection program. Reassurances that the 300 people that took us up on the offer now have their homes that have been inspected and are safe. It gave peace of mind, to those that had it. Plus, it allowed us to put out our public safety messages. So the Kitchener Fire Department, the utilities, and the entire city as a whole we're committed to the residents and the customers to ensure that safety is first and foremost. And through this campaign, we've been able to educate a lot of people. And through this interview, we're able to interview more people that your listeners and people like that do. To ensure that they get their homes checked out on a regular basis.